Now to our series, Joe's Big Idea, where NPR's Joe Palca tells about the minds and motivations of people who create remarkable new inventions. Today, in the first of two parts, he explains how a family photo album led to a way to screen infants for a life-threatening cancer. That story begins with a courtship, two scientists in love, who go on to fight for the life of their infant son. Here's Joe Palca.
I've met scientists like Brian Shaw. Smart, self-confident, maybe even a bit cocky. But Brian has this goofy, kind of sweet sense of humor that makes him more lovable than annoying. In 2007, he had it all. I mean, a great postdoc at Harvard, promising job prospects. And he just met this girl, and he knew she was the one.
I said, "What do you do for a living?" And she said, "Oh, I'm a chemist." I said, "Oh, what kind of chemist?" She said, "A bioinorganic chemist." And she said, "Oh, what do you do?" I said, "Oh, I'm a chemist, too." She goes, "What kind of chemist?" I said, "Well, I'm a bioinorganic chemist, too. I actually kind of sort of wrote the book, at least a chapter in it."
Brian went after Elizabeth with a passion.
She was pursuing me like white on rice.
She didn't stand a chance. They were married April 9th.
Why did we get married that day?
Because I got out of work early.
Soon, Elizabeth got pregnant. And Brian started scrambling to find a job and win grants so he could support his young family.
So this was it. This was the big Super Bowl. I was going to go out on the job market, show my research, start my career.
Now, to be honest, Elizabeth told me she struggled a bit as a new mom. A bad case of the baby blues, she said. But one thing about parenting that came easily was photography. She took a lot of pictures. And in those photos, you can see two young parents day after day falling in love with their new baby. But this is where the story takes a terrible twist. When baby Noah was 3 months old, Elizabeth began to notice something in some of the pictures, an unusual white glow coming from where the black pupil ought to be.
I was seeing these wide-eye pictures popping up, and I would just delete them because it's a digital camera. And then when they started to pop up a lot, I was like, this is weird. So I remember I flipped through the camera manual to see if there's anything about wide-eye, but it was always about red-eye. Then I thought, oh, that retinoblastoma thing.
That retinoblastoma thing was something she'd read about in a parenting magazine. Retinoblastoma is extremely rare, but it's terrifying. Children who have it form tumors on the back of their eyeballs. Treatment can mean losing an eye or, in the worst case, death. Doctors diagnose the disease by shining a light in a child's eye. If there are tumors, you'll get a white reflection. So when Elizabeth suspected she was seeing that white reflection in flash pictures of Noah, she did what we all do these days.
I Googled it, and I saw pictures of what they call leucocoria, which is the white eye. And then just this unsettling feeling settled in, like nausea, like, oh, no. And I told Brian, and Brian was like, no, forget about it. Get a hobby.
I did worse than blow it off. I grabbed the camera, and I started taking pictures at different angles. And some of the pictures wouldn't have the leucocoria, and others would. And I said, look, honey, it just depends on what angle you're taking the picture at. So, I poo-pooed it.
And to be fair, there were good reasons to poo-poo it. As I said, retinoblastoma is rare. In this country, there are fewer than 300 new cases per year. Brian basically told Elizabeth she was more likely to win the lottery. And because Brian is Brian, smart, confident, and usually right, Elizabeth believed him, and her anxiety dropped to a dull ache. When it was time for their next well baby visit a month later, Elizabeth made a list of questions for the doctor on a yellow sticky note. Is there a problem with Noah's eyes? Was at the bottom of the list. But when the doctor looked in Noah's eyes, she saw something. She left the room and came back a few minutes later to say she'd made an appointment for Noah. He was to see an eye specialist later that same day. The specialist made her diagnosis immediately.
She said, okay, it's in one eye. Oh, up. Yep, it's in the other eye too. It's bilateral.
Retinoblastoma, tumors in both eyes. Brian told me he remembers holding Noah when he heard the news, and it was as if the words just bounced off him.
So Noah was sitting on my lap, and I just stared at him. I just kept looking at him and nodding like, okay, that's great. He's still great. But Elizabeth jumped up and put her hands over her ears and just started screaming and running around the room, shrieking.
I went crazy. Like, because I knew what retinoblastoma was because I had read about it on the internet after I had suspected that's what he had. And when the doctor finally said this is what it is and I had read what was going to happen, I just this visceral just just overtook me.
The next few months were almost comically awful. Pushing a stroller through the snow for doctor's appointments, radiation appointments at 5 in the morning before the subway was even running, buying cases of hand sanitizer to ward off infections while Noah was on chemo, and finally, surgery to remove Noah's right eye. For Brian, Noah's illness left him feeling confused and lost. Why hadn't they realized what those pictures meant? And if they had, would it have made a difference? He started asking Noah's doctors that question, and most of them said,
by the time you saw white eye, by the time you saw leukocoria, you're probably not going to be able to save the eye.
And this is where Brian started thinking like a scientist. Really, he thought? How do they know that? So he dove into the scientific literature.
There's no studies on it. Nobody's ever followed the longitudinal frequency, the daily rate of leukocoria or white eye. So this whole idea that by the time you see the white eye, it's too late to save the eye, totally anecdotal.
So Brian, being Brian, decided to try to do his own longitudinal study using Elizabeth's pictures of baby Noah. It wouldn't be definitive, just one subject, but maybe it would teach him something about just how early you could detect signs of retinoblastoma. When Brian started going through the pictures, he was dumbfounded. Using off-the-shelf software, he found the first signs of white eye when Noah was just 12 days old. He told the doctor taking care of Noah what he found.
I said, what would have happened if I would have brought my son in at 12 days old or 36 days old, you know, or even 2 months old? And he said, well, if you would have brought him in the first month, he probably wouldn't have lost his right eye.
Brian Shaw has made it his life's mission to build a tool that parents can use to find the signs of retinoblastoma at the earliest possible moment.
In America, it's going to preserve vision. But overseas, where 90% of the deaths from retinoblastoma occur, we could be saving lives.
Tomorrow, we'll tell you just how that quest is going. Joe Palka, NPR News. Thank you.